Thank you. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're just going to call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. I think the French say nous sommes en mission. Got a great show today, as always. Broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, in the illustrious studio of Radio One, started by Miss Dr. Kathy Hughes. She had that great school of communication named in her honor over at Howard University. So hats off to her. I'm out of breath this morning because I'm always running. There's so much to do. So much to do. So much to do. And we have a great show as always. Today, first I want to introduce my guest. I have my guest host sitting here next to me, Miss Janelle Taylor. Janelle, welcome to the studio and introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Happy Friday. My name is Janelle Taylor, and I'm CEO of Jatoa Corporation. Pleasure to be here today with Mr. Robert Gatewood, the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Also, we have with us this morning Dr. Christy Monk. Dr. Christy Monk, introduce yourself to the audience very quickly.
Hi, I am Dr. Christy Monk of Dr. Christy Monk LLC, and I am so, so excited to be here today, especially with the show that you have lined up.
And tell us what you're going to be talking about later on.
Today, I'm going to be talking about aligning your career choices with your core values. Core values.
That sounds exciting. And Janelle, what are you going to talk about today?
Today I want to talk about the values of collaborating with small subcontractors, small businesses, and as you stated, the value of collaborating with community and building up on one another.
I love it. I love it. All right. So that's going to be, we've got a great show lined up today. I am Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web, and sometimes people ask me, Robert, who died and made you king? Well, I don't claim to be king, but I do know marketing. I've been in the marketing business for about 30 years. I have a company, Gatewood Marketing and Web. I'm also a marketing professor at Prince George's Community College. I've written two books. I wrote Played in Full, and I wrote Smarter Than the Boss, Smarter Than the Boss. And I'm a SBA contractor for the Small Business Administration. I consult them on marketing, social media, and branding. So I've done this for a minute. So you don't have to take everything I say to heart or as gospel. But what I do want you to do is to be curious. Go out, do your own research. But whatever you do, do not feel like you can do this by yourself. Starting a business is not for the weak of heart. So I have these dynamic ladies here with me today, and I'm really glad, I'm proud and honored to have them both in the booth with me on this last day of January. Wow. Can you believe that?
It's an honor. It is. It's gone by.
It has.
What happened to
us? We've been having fun being busy and productive.
You're all so busy. We forgot that the month was moving. But this has been, I think, one of the fastest months that I can remember. I've seen like it was like 2 days ago. We were popping champagne, and 2020 was just coming in. But now here we are about to go into February.
Yes.
It's a leap year.
Yes. All right. That's a leap year. That's right. So we have 366 days. You know what? I'm going to do a show since you all brought it up. What are you going to do with that extra day?
Right.
Oh, that's nice. I
what
like
are we
going
to do with that extra day? So remind me, ladies. Remind me.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Now, one thing Marketing Pulpit has been known for, we have become almost the unofficial bereavement center because we have become a marker. For the past 10 years we've been on the air, we have noted and observed the passing of some of our icons. Not so long ago, we honored and dedicated the show to Congressman Elijah Cummings. He's from the House of Representatives and representing the state of Maryland. Not so long ago, we were honoring Muhammad Ali on this show. And when I say honor, that means we dedicate the show to one of our fallen leaders or icons. We also dedicated the show to Prince. Everybody knows Prince. We also dedicated the show to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. She wrote the ISIS papers, and she has been a staunch advocate against white supremacy. And somebody who was not so famous, Dr. Dolores Roberts, she was one of the Marketing Pulpit's greatest fans. Mm-hmm. You would have had to meet this lady to understand why I feel that she deserves to be honored along with these other icons. She was sweet. She was dedicated. She loved children, and she loved the Marketing Pulpit. And when she passed, I was really heartbroken. I'm still feeling the pain from my biggest fan passing away. It was sudden. And someone who you've heard me talk about often on the show, the first show of the Marketing Pulpit was dedicated to my father, Dr. Reverend W.H. Gatewood, for which the show Marketing Pulpit was named. He was a Baptist minister, preached in the same church for 51 years, and when he was in hospice about to pass away, I was looking for a name for the show. And I said, what better way to honor my father than to name the show Marketing Pulpit, because he was behind the pulpit most of his life.
Wow.
Well, here we are again on another somber occasion. One of our icons have fallen, Kobe Bean Bryant. He was born August 23rd, 1978, and he passed away on January 26, 2020. He was an American basketball player, a shooting guard, and he entered the NBA directly from high school. He played his entire season, his entire 20-year career, with the Los Angeles Lakers. He won 5 NBA championships, led the NBA in scoring during 2 seasons, and ranks 4th on the league's all-time regular scoring season. And he has been widely known as one of the greatest players of all time. Now, Bryant died on January 26th in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, along with 8 others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, Christina Mauser, she was an assistant basketball coach, college basketball coach, John Altobelli, his wife, Carrie, and daughter, Alyssa, who was 13, Sarah Chester, and her daughter, Peyton, who was also 13, and Aura Zobayan, the helicopter pilot. Now, I'm not going to sit here today and pretend that I knew Kobe or exaggerate my similarities with him, but I will say this, which I found very striking. Kobe died on my birthday, January 26th, which was past Sunday. I'm trying to celebrate the birthday. I just happened to be looking through my feed, and I saw Kobe died in a helicopter crash. Of course, that's changed the tone of my birthday.
Yeah.
Like Kobe, myself, he is a girl dad. He's a father who has girl children. I have 1 daughter. He had 4 daughters. But one thing that's most striking is that Kobe shares my belief that if you love what you do and if you follow your purpose, good things will happen.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
That's undisputable.
Yeah.
So later in the show, I'm going to discuss some tangible ways why you, like Kobe, should also have a purpose and follow that purpose. That's going to be my sermon today coming up at 11:15 hour. Now, you ladies, did you all have like a favorite Kobe moment or reflection, anything you'd like to share with the audience?
I know my father was a huge fan. He still is. I'm not into basketball. I didn't follow basketball.
Right.
So I am naive to the game.
Your dad was a big fan.
My dad, yes. So right. Hit him hard as well.
Well, I thought that Dr. Christie, I was noticing your career core values and your career path seemed to tie into really what Kobe was about.
Yes, yes, yes. So I, like Janelle, I'm not a basketball fan, but I think when I heard it, it was like something just dropped in me. I felt like I knew him, but to see him elevate in life, skipping the college and going straight to the pros, he knew what he was called to do.
That's exactly right.
And after he retired, he continued getting back and living his legacy through basketball and through his daughter. So I think aligning your career choices with your core values will ultimately allow you to serve the world better and live your life on purpose.
That is so true.
And I agree as well.
I thought that was when I saw your topic for the day, I said, wow, that's very poignant and consistent what we're talking about today. Now we're going to be in the 10:45 hour. We're going to have Dr. Christy. She's going to talk about aligning those core values with your career. And of course, at 11 o'clock, we're going to have Janelle. She's going to be talking about government contracting and the importance of partnering and collaborating.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to talk about quickly, cover a couple quick items in the news. Ladies, feel free to jump in. But this right here is interesting. Now, this is news, but it's very important as it relates to media. According to Nielsen ratings, radio and TV continue to boast the widest weekly reach among U.S. adults. Now, this is an interesting story. Anybody who's out here doing advertising and marketing, in their push towards digital marketing and advertising, marketers seem to be setting priorities contrary to the data. The data says that radio and TV still has the widest reach among audiences. Because everybody now in this haste to jump on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they're ignoring the data that says TV and radio still rule.
I agree.
And I'm a big believer. Of course, I'm sitting here on radio, so I'd be a fool to say otherwise. But data supports it.
Yeah. First thing I do when I get in my car is cut on the radio. I'm a news junkie. I turn on the radio and get caught up to the day before I even start my coffee. So...
And I do I wake up every morning, turn the TV on to the news. But I don't go to bed to it. I wake up to it, but I don't go to bed to it.
Go to bed, you be jumping at your chatter. Go to bed and listen to the news. You wake up all nerve and jittery. So the other thing that's interesting is that, of course, other paid media is video, online, and mobile, and social media. Now, other emerging channels such as streaming and podcasts, they are less effective than radio, TV, and online media, but they are still growing, and we will see more of them as things get better. Another interesting part about this is that AM, FM makes radio ads work better.
How so?
Because right now, Westwood Media did a commission and a survey of AM and FM radio stations, mm-hmm. and they found out that the biggest threat to them was Facebook. And according to the findings, Facebook topped all of the other media as the greatest threat to AM and FM radio. Hmm. But given that knowledge, you don't have to choose one over the other. Quickly, four ways that FM radio and AM makes Facebook ads work better. First of all, increased reach. AM and FM are going to reach some places that Facebook would never reach. We're going to come back and wrap that up in a minute, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm in the studio with Janelle Taylor, and also I have Dr. Christy Monk. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about aligning your career with your core values, Marketing Pulpit. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
WMMJ HD3 Bethesda, WKYS HD3 Washington, WPRS HD3 Waldorf, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, we're dedicating this show to Kobe Bryant as we have done in so many occasions over the years. We try to honor our fallen leaders and icons. And just go to marketingpulpit.com, and you can do a search on dedications, and you'll see that we've been dedicating the show for the last 10 years. And so the show has become sort of like an unofficial place to kind of do our little collective hugging and let our feelings out. And if you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'm Robert Gatewood. I'm in the studio. Dr. Christy Monk and Janelle Taylor have a great show lined up. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about 5 reasons you should pursue your purpose. Tangible reasons. People say this stuff all the time, but they can't put any, don't put any meat behind it. I'm going to give you some 5 tangible reasons why you should pursue your purpose, much like our most recent fallen icon, Kobe Bean Bryant. We were talking about Facebook and AM, FM radio and why all the data is still supporting the fact that AM and FM radio is outperforming Facebook when it comes to reach among adults. But Facebook, of course, is the hot hand right now, and everybody wants to get on it. We're saying you don't have to choose. Facebook, in spite of all its hype, FM and AM radio still has greater reach. So you can combine FM and AM radio along with your Facebook to get increased reach. And FM and AM ads stand out more than Facebook ads. AM and FM is more engaging than social media. So there's greater engagement. And, of course, frequency. AM, FM radio is exposed more frequently than Facebook. Americans spend twice as much time listening to AM, FM than they do paying attention to social media. Mm-hmm. So that's just a word to anybody out here who's contemplating advertising. And you're sitting here wondering if radio is still the way to go. The answers are resounding yes, according to Nielsen and Westwood One Media. So this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're going to get into our guest here, Dr. Christy Monk. Dr. Monk, why don't you quickly just reintroduce yourself? And first of all, also tell me this. How did you hear about the Marketing Pulpit and Robert Gatewood, to be particular?
Okay. So I am Dr. Christy Monk of Dr. Christy E. Monk, LLC, a leadership and development and coaching services. So I offer a boutique of services around leadership and development, mainly focusing on helping organizations actually hire and retain top talent. And I do that by helping them to show appreciation to their employees at work. So a lot of times people don't feel like they're valued in the workplace. And then to top that off, I work with the individuals to help them align their career choices with their core values so that they're doing what they love. And because my personal story, I was doing something for a long time just for the money. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I was called to much more. But back to your question, how did I meet you? I actually met Mr. Gatewood at the Bi-County Business Roundtable, and he spoke about his business and, you know, the importance of actually going on radio to tell people what you do. So right. It leads back to AM, FM radio being, you know, the largest, I guess, platform for advertising for small businesses.
Yeah, and especially when you combine it with social media, yeah. People, they're not mutually exclusive. Yeah. Actually, they work very well together. And you mentioned that we met at a Bi-County Roundtable, the networking event.
Yes.
And one thing I talk about often on this show is the power and the importance of networking. As a matter of fact, that's where I also met, I'm not even going to spill the beans, but that's where I met a lot of people that have come on this show. Mm-hmm. There was a young man contacted me on social media, on email, right before the show. And he was asking, he said, you teach a course on networking. How can I get into this course? And I just responded to him. So I just want to say hello to him and thanks for reaching out, because I want our young people to get this information and understand that connection and collaborating, and that's what Janelle is going to talk about later on, the importance of that. And so I'm glad we had the chance to meet.
Yes.
Now, how did you decide to get in this line of work in the first place?
I decided to get in this line of work because I did not realize that I had been bullied at work.
What?
Until...
Wait a minute.
Me,
bullied at work?
Right, right. It was about 6 or 7 years ago. I kept having these conflicts with my managers, mm-hmm. right? And they were men. But...
we can be such jerks sometimes. Not me personally, but I'm just saying.
And for the first time in my life, I had gotten laid off. Uh-huh. And it never happened to me. And the comments that were made to me were like, they don't fire the team, they fire the coach. And this was an Ivy League guy that came in after I'd been there like a year overseeing this whole office. And I guess he felt like he could do it better. And then he wanted to performance manage me out. And I told him, no, that's not happening. And had a dream. And I want to say it's also important to listen to God.
Amen.
God speaks to us. He tells us. And in a dream, he told me I was leaving that job.
What?
And I'm like, yeah, okay. And that day, I had just gotten my certification for my life coach. Hmm. And I came to work, and it was just like something was different in the air. But anyway.
So your boss, so the guy was bullying you at work, mm-hmm. and you decided that instead of complaining about it, you're going to do something about it.
Well, I told him I was going to, I'll take the severance package because you weren't going to write me up. So in Texas, it's at-will state, so even if you wrote me up, you could let me go for any reason. So then I left that job. Then it happened again 2 years later.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. And just in the interest of time, now, how important is it for people to take their careers and align it with their core values? Why is that so important?
I think it'll save you so much time from doing the things that you don't want to do. And I think that's why when I spoke about earlier to you, just talking about mental health, it impacts your mental health when you are not in alignment with your purpose.
Ooh, you know, I never thought about it from that angle. I know it causes you anxiety, and those are mental health issues.
Anxiety and depression, and we all have suffered from it. Mm. But it's when you don't do anything about it, is when it comes to the PTSD and people coming into the workplace shooting up people, because part of it is they didn't feel heard, or they probably felt disrespected, they didn't feel valued, there was something missing in their core values for them to even take the job or the opportunity. So when you don't know what you stand for, what is the saying? You'll fall for anything.
But now when people, you say that there's a mental health issue. You get anxiety, stress, depression. But do people really report this, or do they just suck it up and take it?
They suck it up and take it, and they leave. And then they leave, and they take that to the next job. So I call that like professional baggage, because you can change the environment, but it doesn't change the trauma that you experienced.
Now, if somebody soaks it up and takes it, now, isn't there like a stigma if that's another reason people don't exactly report it?
Mm-hmm. The stigma mainly is I'm not going to look weak.
Right.
And they're not going to say that I can't, you know, stand up for myself. So it's about not wanting to be vulnerable, wanting to be viewed as weak. But when you hold your manager accountable, when you manage up and you use your voice and use your words, that releases all the anxiety and depression that you go home feeling, because you take that stuff home with you.
Well, how are employers doing in this area? Are they making it easy, or are they making it hard, or what are they doing?
So they're making it hard because toxic culture has become the way that organizations do business. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, if I were the manager, well, that's just Christy, if I reported her.
Right.
So most people believe, and research shows this, that they think that human resources is anti-manager. They believe in the manager. They want to make sure that the managers are protected and the employees feel that they don't have the protections that they need to feel safe at work.
Well, Dr. Chrissy, we could talk all day. I tell you what I want you to do, though. We're coming up on a break. Mm-hmm. Let people know how they can find out more about you. If they need help with this, or if they need somebody to come out and coach them, help them align their career with their core values, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at ChristyMonk.com, and that's ChristiMonk, all one word, .com, or follow me on all social media platforms at DrChristiMonk.
Folks, that's Dr. Christy Monk. You can also find her information on the Marketing Pulpit homepage. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see her picture and her information right there on the homepage. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. Coming up, we're going to have Janelle Taylor, MBA. We're going to talk about government contracting and collaborating. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Is sponsored by Unbound.org. Lots of delays due to construction. Still seeing rush hour delays in the district, though. If you're heading into D.C. on 295, the Anacostia Freeway, southbound remains jammed from Burroughs Avenue, heading toward East Capitol Street. Also got the delay in the 3rd Street Tunnel as you pass D Street, brake lights northbound all the way to New York Avenue. Heavy and slow as you travel in the Four Corners area between University Boulevard and Lanark Way. 29 southbound, two lanes closed for midday construction. A lot of delays there. I-295 as we go back into D.C., heading through Southwest. A southbound work zone approaching Malcolm X Avenue blocks the right lane. And, of course, there's a brief tap of the brake. Crash on the Beltway in Lanham. Outer loop at 450 Annapolis Road. Push to the right shoulder. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world. Unbound.org. 42 degrees, heading up to 47. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1450.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. And when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store, and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same-day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, I got some bad news. Someone broke into our apartment and they took your TV and your computer. But what's most upsetting is they took my water bottle. Oh wait, there it is. I was really worried for a second. Oh, they took your stereo too.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate is only worried about her $2 aluminum water bottle. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Have to give more power to the people. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and we're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. We're also dedicating this show to Kobe Bryant and his family and all the others that perished in the helicopter crash on January 26th. Happened on my birthday. That's really jacked up, man. Mm-hmm. But it's an eye-opener. It doesn't make me say, wow, it shouldn't happen on my birthday. It almost makes me feel honored that it gives me a chance to reflect and spread the word to people about how important it is to pursue your passion, your purpose, your core values. And that's why later in the show I'm going to talk about 5 reasons that you should pursue your purpose as well. This is the Marketing Pulpit. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for any of my guests, Dr. Christy Monk and Janelle Taylor, give us a call, 1-800-450-7876. I'm glad to introduce to the audience Ms. Janelle Taylor. She's an MBA, fellow MBA. that's a master's in business administration for anybody who didn't know. Also, Janelle, you can introduce yourself. And also, I like to ask this question always. How did you find out about Robert Gatewood in the Marketing Pulpit?
Oh, absolutely. My name is Janelle Taylor again. I'm CEO of Jator Corporation, and I met Mr. Robert Gatewood at a networking event. One of our main conversations here, I met him because he collaborated with Prince George's Community College. They had a career networking day, and both of us were speakers to the students at the event, so which was amazing.
Great event. The students were really, anytime I can give back, like I say, and I had much admiration for Janelle. Like myself, we weren't compensated. We took the time out of our schedule because we realized the importance of introducing to the young people a very valuable tool in their marketing and upward mobility arsenal.
Absolutely.
Making those connections is so important.
And I agree. And I think authenticity and the genuine interest in wanting to give back, the passion drives you. So
that's exactly right. Now, what made you get in this line of work?
I've been in contract management for a while. I've always been curious about where things come from, sourcing. You know, how did this, you know, international, local, how are things treated? So I became a buyer early on, and now I'm a seller to the government as a contractor. So, yeah, I've been on both sides, and I enjoy the industry very much.
So is that what your company does?
We provide acquisition, full life cycle, and project management services. And we have a logistics arm. The logistics arm is new, so, yeah.
I like to see people like Janelle. There's somebody, and this might sound sexist, ladies and gentlemen, but man, black women rock. There you go. These sisters are out here doing it. These sisters are doing it. That's not to take away from anybody else, from any other demographic. But boy, you are selling yourself short if you don't get involved, get some sisters on your team to work with you, because they are. And like I say, I'm saying this from experience. I've been in this world. I'm a little long in the tooth compared to some, but I see people, and the brothers, of course, I'm not knocking the brothers, but I'm saying the sisters have a special knack for getting stuff done. And even when it comes to voting, I noticed that campaigns, now you really got to get the black women involved if you're going to win any of these elections coming up. Now, I had a couple of quick questions, and this is maybe a little specific, but explain to people the difference between a prime contractor and a subcontractor.
Oh, absolutely. Terms and conditions, and one other word, the relationship. So relationships, terms and conditions, the prime vendor, if we're talking government, is hired by award from the government, and the sub-tier would be the subcontractor that would be hired by the prime vendor or the prime contractor. So.
Now, we were having a discussion briefly the other day, and you said that the subcontractors have a certain influence on the prime. What does that mean?
Absolutely, and not just the prime, just the culture of the organization. I just finished a paper discussing how subcontractors, they need to have a more of an influence on the culture. So you have to have an innovation culture throughout, but it's the accountability of the subcontractors. Sometimes the word sub in and of itself, it's presumed that it's a, you know, a lesser than role, but we're hired because we have specific skill sets and specific tasks. So we're, you know, we're specialized services, but it's not a limitation or constraint. But I think as a subcontractor in small business, we have an accountability to communicate not just to the prime vendor, but to the actual organization too. So there's no blockage there.
But what about, and I've heard this from several people who are in the subcontracting and government contracting business, that sometimes the subcontractors are doing the lion's share of the work, but they're not involved in the decision-making process.
And
That does not seem right to me. I'm just saying.
At times it can be true. At times it's true. It's relevant because, again, those specialized skill sets that, you know, the prime does not have or needs to be complemented, they hire subs to handle those requirements. So, you know, however, subcontracting is not awarded directly because they're subs. You know, it's the prime that makes that award decision. So the decisions in terms and conditions are mostly set onward for the prime.
Well, is there something that the sub could or should do to change that dynamic?
Well, become a prime.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay.
So, you know, and not only that, a sub can be a prime, and a prime can be a sub. It's an interchangeable affiliation, but you can, while you're in a sub role, my suggestion is look at your terms and conditions, you know, be accountable for your agreements, because sometimes as subs, you know, the prime is king, you know, however, it's time to be more accountable, and it's time to become that influence into those agencies, because we talk about innovation in 2020. Subcontractors have the skills, they have the tools, and now resources with collaborating and networking like we're doing now. You know, we're empowering ourselves. So small, strong. Small does not mean incapable, but we do have that influence, and we need to be accountable and pursue it.
So how important is it for small businesses to collaborate?
absolutely important.
I think
it's a foundation of growth, foundation. I met you from networking collaborating.
That's right.
Two people, genuine interest, but I wouldn't be here if I was not collaborating. And another good opportunity is go to events, you know, go to trade events. And it doesn't have to be in your specific industry. If you're a project manager, go to contract management events. If you're a contract manager and vice versa, look at your neighboring disciplines. Look to the left. Take the blinders off. Really get out there and put yourself out there, because you never know who you know and who you can help. And, I think it's a great way to potentially meet partnerships, or you could find a pot of gold and meet your next best contract.
That is so true. Now, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to give your information again and how people can find out more about you and your company. Folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Dr. Christy Monk. Also, my guest, Janelle Taylor, sitting here next to me. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about your purpose and five tangible reasons why you should pursue your purpose, much like Kobe did. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty Hands made to paint, panel, plaster, and click the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet and those super soft sheets delivered right to your door. Now your hands can do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath. Plus, enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store and online returns only at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Valid on select items online only, now through February 2nd. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, I got some bad news. Someone broke into our apartment and they took your TV and your computer. But what's most upsetting is they took my water bottle. Oh wait, there it is. I was really worried for a second. Oh, they took your stereo too.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate is only worried about her $2 aluminum water bottle. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. New York Avenue outbound between the 3rd Street Tunnel and New Jersey Avenue. The roadwork in the right lane is causing delays in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound is heading up from the U.S. Capitol Street toward the end of the tunnel to exit onto outbound New York Avenue. And on Interstate 295 southbound at Malcolm X Avenue, the roadwork was in the right lane. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For today, mostly cloudy. Highs reaching the upper 40s. Maybe a little rain overnight, down to the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers. Highs in the upper 40s. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD to call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. Steve Hirschhorn for News Talk 1450 AM WOL, where information is power.
All right, the Mamba, the Marketing Mamba Show. Is that what Kobe, you are not sports people, but Kobe had this Mamba, I think it was Mamba, this black snake. When he decided back in the early 2000s, he was going to become this beast. Mm-hmm. Any competition gets in his way, he's going to destroy it. So I'm not out to destroy anybody, but that attitude is really valuable when you're going out here competing against companies, and you have to have that win and that can-do attitude. Quickly, I want to thank my sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, for being a sponsor of the show. They provide three locations for your business needs. They have the National Harbor location, the Largo location, and the College Park location. So if you're looking for a place to hang your business hat in 2020, someone to answer your phone, place to meet those clients and hold those conferences and workshops, They have great conference rooms, training rooms. They even have a new service now called the shared space, where they have a big open space. If you're not ready, if your budget, or if you just need an address and a place to put your briefcase and have do some work, they even have those shared spaces, which are very affordable. And you still get the benefit of all the other services that BLE offers, such as somebody answering your phone and having your mail delivered and so forth. So call them. If you have a business need, they got you covered. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. And tell them Gatewood sent you, and they'll give you a free one-hour conference room use, and they'll give you a free business address. Just tell them Gatewood at the Marketing Pulpit sent you over there. Having a studio with me today, Dr. Christy Monk and Janelle Taylor. Janelle was giving us information on government contracting. I had a quick question about, matter of fact, Dr. Christy, why don't you put that question that you had for for Janelle?
So the question I have for you, Janelle, is how important is past performance for a subcontractor?
Past performance is extremely important because it's a growth mechanism. It's a time-proven mechanism that you have the capabilities and requirements for your prime. And also it gives a customer a chance to look at you, per se, for the specialized skill sets that you bring, the prime. So it could be a potential opportunity for you to be the prime based on that performance.
Also, I will say that when you are applying for a government contract, past performance as a sub actually counts as past performance. So if you're working as a subcontractor, you can use that subcontractor experience as past performance experience. And so it's important also, if you're just getting your feet wet, to look at those subcontracting opportunities as you work your way towards being a prime. Now, also, you had a mention about what was that event?
I do. I wanted to tell you guys, because we're talking about collaboration, I belong to the National Contract Management Association, and these people are an amazing, brilliant group of leaders. NTMA Tyson, specifically, is led by some amazing contract management professionals, and they have a Leading in Uncertain Times, March the 11th. You have to be there. March the 11th,
March 11th.
Leading in Uncertain Times. National Contract Management Association, Tyson's chapter.
All right. Now, if folks want to find you and find out more information about you and your services, Janelle, how can they reach you?
You guys can reach me at www.jatoainc.com. That's JTOAINC.com. And all the information on our capabilities and past performance is on our website.
All right. You can also find her information on the Marketing Pulpit website. Go to marketingpulpit.com, where we have the information about all of our guests. And you can also listen to past shows and find out more information about myself, yours truly, Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And if you need help with your marketing, branding, web, social, give us a call. We're talking about, as we mentioned earlier, we're talking about purpose. We're talking about Kobe and how dedicated he was to his craft. He did a short video that's circulating. It's gone viral on the Internet. And he talked about how if you put your you find your purpose and you work hard at that purpose, then success is just a matter of time. I found that to be so true. When clients come to see me now and they give me all this stuff about they want to start a company, yada, 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 I go right to the heart of the matter. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And they look at me like, hey, wait, don't you want my money, dude? Hey, maybe, maybe not. I want you to succeed.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I've actually changed people's minds, not necessarily change their mind, but help them see that maybe what they're pursuing is they're doing it for the wrong reason. And I try to get them to align, much like what you were saying there, Dr. Crispy. Let's align that purpose with what you're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. And here are some reasons why. Because, and these are tangible reasons, because we get into all the fluff sometimes, but one thing, your purpose makes you happy. It doesn't even feel like work.
Mm-hmm. That's when you know.
When you're working on your purpose, you are happy, and some of that mental anxiety Dr. Christy was talking about dissipates. That's one. Your purpose keeps you going when that money isn't there. Anybody who started a business.
100%.
You all know what I'm talking about. I'm going to get some amens on this one.
Yeah.
There are those days the money just not there. And you are so tempted to say, I'm going to throw in this towel. But then you hearken back into, why am I doing this? There is a greater calling than to just get a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
That purpose keeps you going until you can get that paycheck. Here's something else that a purpose does. I'm giving you reasons why you should pursue your purpose, much like Kobe. Your purpose attracts people of like minds. That's probably why the three of us are sitting here today.
Mm-hmm. All that positive energy.
That's right.
Gotta have it.
Those purposes are going to align. You attract people that have similar purposes. And that's important. And this is, Dr. Christy, we're on the same page today. Your purpose eliminates clutter.
Yeah.
Like you go in there, if you decide you're going to turn your basement into a gym and you're trying to decide, what should I get rid of? You get rid of the things that are not pertaining to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing about your life. When you're trying to decide between all these competing interests, your purpose will eliminate a lot of things once you align with your purpose. And last but not least, your purpose provides direction to your life. If you're not sure where you fit in, if you're not sure what career to pursue, what causes to join, where to spend your money, or what battles to fight, just look to your purpose and where it leads you.
Mm-hmm.
Things just fall into place. I've been a purpose-driven person most of my adult life. I look at people like Kopi, and I say thank you for drawing attention to the importance of that. And I really thank you, young ladies, for joining me today to help emphasize that point.
Thank you, sir.
This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're back next week at the same time here on Radio 1, 1450. And if you have a story to tell, contact, reach out to me, 301-839-2836. Let's get you on the Marketing Pulpit to tell your story. And if you want to be successful, you have to do these three things.